Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
Soy dudes, what's going on? It's the hockey dudes. It's August 5th. Well, it's August 4th when we're recording this. It's the National Texas A&M Day, Texas A&M Football Day for 8-4. I saw that. That was a pretty good joke on Twitter today.
Hadn't seen that. It's hilarious.
It's the first. It's the first Hall of Fame game. It's a preseason game. There's only one Hall of Fame game. It's a preseason game.
But it's the Hall of Fame game.
It's the Hall of Fame game. I mean, it's not the biggest. It's nice because we had all these fake leagues have their championships at the Hall of Fame stadium, that it feels like a good lead up to what is the only major that takes place at that place.
Just the best part about the Hall of Fame game is just the fact that we know football is back.
Yeah, and it feels good.
And it feels awesome. I mean, there are a few things that we get amped up about. I would say two of the big ones is hockey. That isn't back yet. And football's the other one, and football's back.
Hockey is back, though, because we never stop playing it.
I guess watching it.
Yeah, watching it. But hockey, now that you do play it, you have to admit it's nice because you get a healthy dosage of hockey all throughout the year.
Yes.
This is not an advertisement for Beer League, but I just wanted to bring the conversation towards adult league sports for a second and just congratulate Tom for dominating the ZPGA right now.
I'm on fire.
You're on fire. I said in the off season, just be careful of a slump. You're gonna year two is harder. Wedding year, there's just too many distractions, and
I've punched those distractions right in the face.
You have, and I'm frankly extremely just curious as to how that high is right now.
Well, if I'm gonna be honest, this whole year is an absolute failure if I don't win the Chicago Cup. So I don't really care about anything else. If I don't win the Chicago Cup, it's a failure for me.
That's huge. That is huge. I'm not even trying to get to that yet. I just wanted to say congratulations, but we'll get into that too, certainly.
Yes, thank you. You were in attendance for my record-breaking round.
Incredible round. I've golfed. I've gone to the Memorial Tournament, and I've watched good golfers play before my eyeballs. I've played with one other guy this year who's 10 years older than me and is well off. He shot a 72, like a 72 earlier this year. That round and your round was just I felt the crowd of I don't know, there was an imaginary crowd just watching over you, Tom, and I just felt like I was on the tour just watching a guy ball out. And it's one of those things, when PGA Tour players get absolutely dominated, they go to the media right away and they just pump the tires of that guy. I respect those players. That's championship-level support, so I'm just saying big boyfriend out of me. But I'll give you 20 more seconds because you beat me by 20 strokes to wrap up your golf game. So just let me pull the timer out, think about what you want to say. We're stopping at 20 seconds and moving on, okay? Go.
Like I said, I was really glad that you and George were there, two different people to golf with that saw my brilliance out there on the course. So that was really great to see. And, just put it in the hole. That's all I got to say.
Still had 8 seconds to spare, man.
I didn't need any more.
Okay, respect it. You're not allowed to say anything else, but that shot you did hit over the trees to get that birdie, I wish I was somehow recording that for you, buddy. I'm sorry, because that was pretty memorable.
With what I said as soon as I hit the ball, I'm not going to lie, that shot will forever be framed in the back of my head. Yeah. There's just some shots you have in the game of golf that you forever immortalize.
Yeah.
That and the hole in one that I had will forever be in the back of my head.
Those are your career highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the opening pages to your career. All right. That was great. We got some brewskis in front of us. It's the Common Man and T-Bone beer, the Must Be Nices. We're going to taste test them. Tom's been drinking it a little bit already. This is my first sip here. I I think you pointed it. I think you said it after your first sip off the air. It's a.
It's got like IPA taste to it, but it says it's an ale, but it's not overly whelming an IPA taste.
It's got like the smoothness of a light beer,
yeah,
but
that aftertaste feels like an IPA.
Feels local.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, feels like a local flavor. Yeah. So, it's a good beer, man. I mean, cool can. I guess you can pick these up around town, support some pals.
I could crush a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I got four more of them, so planning on bringing them on the weekend. So,
must be nice.
Must be nice. I mean, we love to see friends that...
That is a great name for a beer.
You think so? It's actually Tim. I can't remember whether it was Common Man or Tim that started saying it first, but I'm pretty sure it was Tim. And Tim's getting no credit on the branding, which is fine.
It's fine.
It's total...
Maybe he's getting like a little like 10 cents every beer they sell.
Or they're just giving him free beers. Tim's that guy,
That's
too.
A win.
Tim's that guy.
That's just a win. Especially if you like it, it's a win.
Tim's chill like that. He's chill like that. He'll just take some free beers, and that's why I like my dude Tim. But I like these guys, Common T-Bone. Obviously, T-Bone's been a really awesome help getting this podcast up and running. So
moving.
Yeah, it's moving.
Get the wheels moving.
It's moving. All right, Coates. This guy, Bag of Socks.
You know, that day I called him an old dirty bag of socks, and then he ended up scoring a hat trick. Couldn't have put like my betting life into more perspective. But he's here for what, another 2 years, right?
Yeah
2 years. He's going to have a little more playing time, I think, right? With Bjorki gone.
I don't know. I mean, it's – yeah, he should be – it's nice to re-sign the guy, obviously. We've re-signed all of our RFAs. That's been clutch. So, I mean, we're not even – we don't have anything to worry about going into the season. Like,
yeah,
all the contracts –
everyone's locked in.
Everyone's locked in. I guess I just thought Bemstrom's career would be further along than it is now. The guy's only got 19 goals in 3 years with the Jackets.
Especially the hype we brought up into him. And I remember – we were both at that first preseason game. Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl against the Sabres, and he hit an Ovechkin-style 1-tee on the power play, and we were both like, yep, sign this guy for $8. And we couldn't have been more wrong thus far.
Biggest over – then that's not his fault, by the way. He was just doing what he...
No, that was completely on us for saying, give this guy $8 after one preseason goal against the Buffalo Sabres in preseason game one.
First power play shift of the year.
Yeah. Literally the first PK shift for the Sabres, our first power play shift, just our first game against another team. He scores a clapper from the circle, and we said, yep. Lock this guy in right now.
Yep. And he had some sweet Swedish highlights too. Like, he was balling out in Sweden.
Yeah. And you just email Bemstrom. The name just sounds like a guy that could have scored 30.
They were like giving him the nickname Beamstrom from the shots.
Yes.
Like we thought we're getting lasers.
And let's call a spade out of my memory. Yours might be better. I don't really remember another Beamstrom goal outside of the Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl.
No.
Preseason game one, where he just rips it by someone. All I can remember is I think we were playing the Blackhawks, and he got a goal from hitting it off the glass behind the net.
That. It's worse than that. It's the Yotes.
Was it the Yotes?
It was the
Even
Yotes.
Worse. Even worse.
It was the
but
Yotes.
I'm going, like, he hits it off the glass. It bounces off the goalie's back and then into the net. And I just remember Jody Schilling be like, you know, sometimes you just need one and the gates will open. And that did not happen.
The gates never opened for Emil Bemstrom.
The gates have been locked closed.
But he's locked in for two more seasons. It's just funny because, he started off with, the sexiest-looking preseason goal. But his first real, real goal wasn't so hot. And you just knew –
And let's also be fair. We just had lost Panarin, Duchesne, so
we were looking for anything.
We were looking for anything at that point, and we saw that, and we were like, "Yep, might as well just put the jersey number 8 on him because he's gonna be the next Ovechkin."
I'll tell you what, we can bet the over on him on a game in preseason points. Like,
is he hot preseason?
He's got 7 points in 9 games.
Well, okay, now we know what to do.
And he had four goals, and he was hot last year. He had 4 goals in 5 preseason games.
Oh my. I don't know. I mean, he's here for 2 more years. That's not much else you can say. Hopefully he finds something, you know?
Just find some way to be on the team. Maybe playing some defense. Maybe be better at passing.
Yeah, just anything.
Just anything.
Literally anything. Maybe I will take anything.
Bulk up and just be a guy that just protects Johnny Gaudreau.
Love it. Literally find a way to stay in the NHL on this team.
Yeah.
Do you know if it's a one-way or a two-way deal?
I think it's a one-way. I'm pretty sure it's a one-way.
He is stuck with us.
Yeah.
Or he is healthy scratched.
Right, right. And okay. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. I mean, it's coming up on his 4th season. I just don't have high hopes. I'm not looking at him.
How old is he? You never know what players coming overseas.
I love this game. This is like guess his age. I think he came over from the Swedish league kind of old. I think he was like 20, 21 when he was coming over.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, because I was like, that was one of my red flags. I was like, he's kind of an older dude
playing
in Sweden. He's 23 right now. So he was, you know, 20.
Like, I mean, like, what I was going to say is, like, you can only hope he was coming over and he was, like, 18.
Yeah.
Like, now he's only, like, 21. But, no, he's 23. Yeah. So, do something.
We also have to set, like, we have to – there's usually 3 guys on the team, every single Blue Jackets team these days, that feel like they're from Columbus, Ohio. Like, we have just – that's a good way to categorize, like, some of our players.
We got Crowley and Roslovic.
Yeah, they're like a good like middle tier on the team as far as like star power.
Yeah.
I'd say Bemstrom's barely in that category.
Yeah, I'd say he's below that category.
You say he's below that category.
Yes.
Okay, respect. What about Texier? Is he a Columbus native?
No. That'd be cool. I'd say he's in the middle category.
He's in that, yeah, that...
Can
we just call it?
He's in the Columbus native middle category. He played some really good defense last year. I liked that Corrali, Texier, Robinson line. I thought it brought a lot of spark sometimes.
Robinson was also in that Ohio native category, but now we have a New Jersey native category.
Yeah, now we have a New Jersey native category. He's definitely in the middle tier New Jersey native category.
Which is shares a spot. Well, no.
Gaudreau is in the elite.
He's in the NHL native category.
Yes. He's not even a New Jersey cat. He's just his own category. Yeah. Him and, like, Line A.
Impact players.
Yeah. Just
like, you know, in NCAA just, football,
yeah.
You get 3 impact players on every college football team. Our impact, like, then they got little stars under their names whenever they have the ball in their hands instead of the normal circle. That's Gaudreau's got a star.
Line A.
Line A's got a star.
And I'd say probably Werenski.
Yeah.
Yep. Nailed that.
It's nice to have 3 stars on one line, too.
Like one PP unit.
One PP unit. Just stars.
I can't wait to watch that PP unit.
It's going
to
be so nice.
If we aren't top 16.
Wow. I thought you were going to say like top 5.
Top 16.
I thought you were going to set the bar high, but you're just trying to
just
let's get a win. Let's cover the spread.
Let's actually just, you know, get in the top half for once without Sam Gagne.
That's the tier that CBJ loves to live in. Lower upper class of the of the NHL. We never get to upper class in terms of standings or where we're at. Just lower upper class.
Just give me something.
Yeah. Or high middle class. We'll take that too.
Because, I mean, our power play has gotten better over the years. I remember, like, a couple years ago, it was almost like when we went on the power play, it was like, oh, we're going to give up a goal.
Yeah.
That really isn't the case anymore. It's just how many shots are we going to get?
Yeah, because we have more of, like, an Oilers or a Leafs-styled power play where they just dominate offensive time.
And we got guys that can skate with the puck.
Like, you're not worried about giving up a shorthanded goal because you're going to put 10 soges on that, potentially.
Yeah, we just have guys that can handle the puck through the zone,
yeah,
the neutral zone.
I'll say this again. I'm a little bit okay if the expectation is for this team to not make the playoffs.
Fringe team, I'd say.
Nine. You got to finish top nine.
Yeah, fringe team would be, honestly, I think, worst case scenario.
Yes. Well, yeah. Because I don't think we can bottom out, right?
We should not bottom out. I think worst case scenario, we're that fringe wild card team.
Yeah, fringe wild card team. Because
there are so many
top
teams.
Top nine. That's my expectation.
There are so many teams in the Metro in the East.
Yeah. Top, am I saying this correctly? Top nine or just one wild card spot out? You can miss it by one wild card spot.
Top nine.
Yeah. Just keep me interested deep into April.
I'd even go like top 10 depending how, like say we're tied with nine.
Yeah.
You know, like where like worst case scenario, the last two games should have a lot of meaning.
Right. If the last two games have a lot of meaning, give me that little thrill.
Yeah.
First year, all these guys together. Because in hockey, you can have those years.
Yeah.
You can fall a little short. And then the next year, let's make the post.
Yeah.
And the year after that, like get.
Fringe wild card team, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, win the Metro.
That is the best case scenario. They could.
Win the Metro.
I don't see how this team can, like, I can see.
You can't say it's impossible.
I can't say it's impossible. No. And I'm looking at teams like the Carolina Hurricanes, who just won the Metro, correct? They just won it. They have a similar structured team. They really do. And I don't think we're that far behind with all the acquisitions and draft picks.
Yeah,
and
I would say just a slight difference between the two teams is we have two real superstar potential players. I think Aho's really their only, like, real.
Teravainen? Svechnikov?
I don't think they've really put up the numbers to, like, back that up yet.
Yeah,
they're a team that really gets it done by committee.
Yeah, they're real team guys.
Yeah,
you know who else is going to be real big team guys? Flyers.
Absolutely.
That kind of scares me.
John Tortorella might try to kill
like
someone this year.
Like Torts in black and orange.
It's gonna be and he's got a track record of just coming into a new team and they're just good.
I don't want to be on Torts' bad side.
I don't.
As a franchise.
I don't.
That's scary.
And, like, he's going to try to bring back the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah,
he's going to try to kill people.
Yes. He's going to be screaming.
He's going to kill people with defense.
And he gets better as he ages. That man is he's got to be feeling wicked right now.
Absolutely.
Like, think about the run he just went on. He just had the most successful tenure at a team.
And then,
I mean, the Bolts, he won a cup, a real cup, but.
But, I mean, now that's not their most successful tenure.
No. So, he just picked a franchise up by its bootstraps for six whole seasons in the NHL.
Remember, like, that's – he came in, like, halfway through that 2015-16 season.
It was after eight games. We were 0-8.
Yeah,
and we fired Todd Richards.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we went 0-8, and then, like, the last half of the season, we were a pretty good team. And then he just came out next year and – 116 in a row in December.
I have a pretty memorable story about the Todd Richards firing. I'll just share that coming up after the break.
Just Bielo gets a little sleepy in the mornings. It's just a heads up.
Like, remember, he was out the whole way.
He was. I'll just throw in some lips.
Yeah. If you have to.
Yeah.
You got two firefighters in the car. You'll be fine.
Two?
Yeah, Jorgie's. Oh, well, you're I just throw you in the firefighter category because you're dad and brother. You're just like by association. You just get a, I mean, not trying to give you any valor you don't
stole
deserve.
Valor. I know.
All
that valor.
Throw it. You can just
I'll steal all that valor.
Take that valor, man.
My back pocket.
My story I was going to tell about Todd Richards. I was working at the chiller very early into the Blue Jacket season, and it was like after 1 year of me already working at the chiller, so I was it was my first year, because I was like really hyped up, like Blue Jackets hockey, and like Todd Richards had like his daughter that was figure skating or something, or maybe his kid was playing in a hockey. It was one night where there was something weird going on in one of the rinks that wasn't hockey, and a bunch of parents were showing up. And I see Todd Richards come, and I tell everybody, I'm like, dude. Like, because, you know, I work with a lot of people who don't know who the Blue Jackets head coach is off the top of their head. So I'm, like, saying, like, I'm trying to be the cool hockey guy. At the and, like, I'm like, that's the Blue Jackets head coach.
And he just looked like any normal account.
Yeah.
Like any just normal Joe Schmo count.
You know what's funny, though? He looked so sad.
Because he was 0-8.
And I was just confused. I was like, is he just, like, you know, trying to – he, like, was looking around, like, does anybody recognize me? And I just was like
– not one.
I was like, I do, man. I was like, yeah, that's CBJ head coach. I didn't say that to him, but I was like – I was looking. I'm like, yeah, you go, man. And then the next day he was fired.
Because he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Next day he was fired.
He knew he was 0-8. I remember going to a Leafs game where we lost like 7-2. And that was like the bad Leafs, like Phil Kessel Leafs, like no Austin Matthews or anything. Like they were bad.
We were bottom of the league. Like that was.
You can't get much more bottom than 0-8.
And the next year we made the playoffs.
Yeah.
The next season.
We had one of the top power plays.
Sam Gagner.
Sam Gagner.
Sam Gagner, the 16-game winning streak. Unreal.
Electric.
Yeah, and now that guy coaches the Flyers.
Oh, Torts. I thought you were talking about Gagner. I'm like, whoa.
That'd be crazy. What if he plays for the Flyers right now? Where's Gagner? Can we do check?
Torts was smart. If he wanted a good power play,
He came out of nowhere and rejuvenated that power play. But something else I saw – Tom, the Blue Jackets were doing this thing on Twitter where they put a link out and it was guess Kent Johnson's next number. And if you guess it right, they put you in a drawing, I guess, to like win a free signed jersey of said number. So I just played, you know, I was like, and I opened it up and it was 1 through 98. And I just guessed 19 because I thought
13 to 19.
Yeah.
I see a correlation.
I think he wore that for Team USA.
He's on Team Canada.
Team Canada. No, he wore 13 for Team Canada. Where did he wear 19? I saw he wore 19 before. He feels like American. I forget that he's...
Kent Johnson. Very American name.
He feels American because I think just the red, white, and blue really it throws...
Just, yeah. That. Well, just Kent Johnson.
Kent Johnson, yeah.
Jack Johnson.
I wish he was American. That'd be sweet. But we got too many Americans. We need to spread it out, you know? You need to have some like star Canadians, you need to have some star Americans.
You want a diverse team.
We got the Euros in here.
You want a very diverse team.
Because that's just how you get like a good block room.
Yeah.
Just get the jokes going.
People
from different backgrounds, you know, hitting the town at night. Kent Johnson's definitely a dude that hits the town.
So did you guess the number right?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I was just saying, I was going to. Do you have any guesses?
If I had to guess, I mean, you really stuck 19 into my brain.
No, I don't. I thought he wore 19 before, but I can't find it.
It's a good number, though.
For him, right?
Yeah.
You know, just.
Well, seems like a fast.
Like Ryan Johansson.
Yeah, like a fast, skinny, skilled guy.
Yeah.
19.
I think our last two 19s
are there any other 19s in the league?
Taves? Jonathan?
Yeah, but he sucks. He's so bad.
Yeah.
He doesn't count anymore.
That was a good one out of me, honestly.
It was. That was a good pull.
Yeah.
A huge pull.
I don't think I got any other ones.
I mean, maybe like a third liner out there somewhere. No D-man wears 19.
It's just a cool number. Like for
No, it is.
Like, I don't know.
You talked it into me.
Iserman wore it. He made it cool for the Red Wings.
Stevie Bong rips.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find all the best 19s. Nicholas Backstrom wears it for the...
Yeah.
Dougie Hamilton wears it.
For the Devils.
Yeah. Yes. Now for the Devils. Mikko Koskinen for the Oilers. You don't want to be that guy. Matthew Tkachuk. He wears one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
19's a cool number.
Yeah.
Like it looks fast.
It's a fast guy number.
It's a good NASCAR number too.
It's just a good sport number.
It's like the highest team. Like it's just a huge flex.
It's just a good sport number.
It's a good sport number.
Like a good court, like a quarterback, even though I can't think of a quarterback with 19.
Oh, shoot. Did Jake DeLome, he wore 17.
He wore 17.
19.
Quarterback, like Peyton Manning's 18. I can't think of a good 19.
There's going to be so many.
Randall Cunningham. Philly Eagles quarterback, 19. I think you could put that in your pipe. Just look up Randall Cunningham.
I believe you. I'm just trying to find. There's like no list. QBs to wear 19 in the
NFL.
In the NFL.
Randall Cunningham.
There's just quarterbacks greatest NFL. No, I believe you.
I just got to check for my own sake.
Oh, Johnny Unitas. That's the most famous one. That's old.
That is so bad. My dad wasn't even alive.
People wore the like 20s as a quarterback.
Oh, Randall Cunningham was 12. Frick me.
I was like, dang it. I was like, that wasn't. So who's. There's none of them. I don't think it's a cool quarterback number.
It seems like a cool quarterback number because no one's done it yet.
No one's done it, yeah.
Everyone's afraid of 19. I need someone to go out there and just take it.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone likes single digits these days.
Yeah.
You know, skinny numbers. I mean, Mahomes got 15. Allen's got 17. Right?
Yeah. Brady's 12.
Once a quarterback has a number two, they never change it.
No. Because they're the leader of the team.
Yeah.
Rodgers is 12. Stafford's 9. Yeah. Lamar is 8.
You only change it if you're a backup. But even like... I don't think Teddy Bridgewater changed it going from.
No, he's always been 5.
Yeah.
Drew Brees was 9.
Has Jameis Winston been the same going from.
He'd be the number 2.
Where Tampa, he was number 2. In New Orleans, he's number 2.
Or was he number 1?
I think he was number 1. No.
He was 2.
He's definitely number 2.
He's definitely number 2.
Number 2 is an underrated one. It's an underrated QB number.
Absolutely.
It's just a good one.
And Warren Moon, I think, were number 2.
Johnny Manziel.
Money Manziel. Yeah. Remember that.
That was great number talk. That was fantastic number talk.
That was math.
I hope Ken Johnson was listening because I think 19.
We just gave him a bunch of ideas.
Okay. We gave him one solid one.
Yeah, 19. Own it.
And then every other hockey number is just like, what players did you root for growing up, and is it available?
Basically, in hockey, you just don't want to be in the 60s.
No.
Only one guy's done it. And
two guys.
Two.
Three guys.
Oh, crap. I'm thinking of Mario. Guys.
Yep.
Yamir.
Yep. It's a huge one.
A huge one. Frick me.
It's in the rafters.
Oh, Rick Nash.
61.
I mean, I was thinking of like Hall of Famers. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, Rick Nash has a retired. He's the first Blue Jacket to be retired. Yeah. Can't say he wasn't a dog. He won the Rocket Richard.
Well, I started thinking of Mario, and then I remember some guy like 5 years ago for the Islanders wore the number 66, and like every broadcaster was like, you're not allowed to do that. That's Mario's number.
Who was that guy? I don't know.
His name was like Hosang or something.
Hosang.
He played for the Islanders. I don't know if he's there anymore. Islanders. I just remember everyone being like, you're not allowed to wear 66.
Josh Hosang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that one.
I don't know if he's still in the league. He wore 66. Yeah, he wore it.
Probably because he wore the number 66. Everyone kicked him out.
Is it that bad to wear that number? Like, I know you obviously can't wear 99. Like, anybody that wears 99.
Well, they retired that number.
What are the worst? Oh, the Islanders did?
No, the league retired 99.
I know that. Yeah. That's retired, yeah. But 66, like.
No, anyone can wear it. I think it's just like a respect thing.
But how does he know that? What if he like it doesn't know anything about, doesn't give a crap about Pittsburgh? Like he's from.
Well, I think everyone knows that's in hockey.
That's
knows
true.
About Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, that's
let's,
true.
Let's be real here. Yeah.
I'm just trying to give this guy the benefit of the
Mario's
doubt.
Mario's just giving us tap-ins.
His name's Yeah, we got Mrs. H coming in, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. and there's a disgruntled former Golden Knight. Did you see this?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that next. All righty. I got like 20 tabs open right now, and it's just different players. I got players to wear quarterbacks numbers, the greatest quarterbacks. I got Jameis Winston, and I got Josh Hosang's bio up. I just got so many tabs.
You can definitely get rid of Josh Hosang's top.
Yeah, we're not going back to that one. I didn't see this coming out of Vegas, and I'm honestly kind of surprised because I think a guy like Max Pacioretty is just a good – like, I feel like he'd be a good pro's pro.
Yeah.
Kind of a smarter guy. And I don't know what it is about players that leave a former team and the first thing they do is to kind of talk bad about it, but that's what Patches is doing about the Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. They've had two different coaches now on their third. They've just – practically traded anyone that's ever been on the team or just flip-flop players around, so they don't really have a sense of loyalty to the players or the team. So I mean, they just traded him. Like, why would he have any loyalty?
They all have like team issues because they all got at once abandoned by their own team.
This is the second time he's been abandoned.
Yeah,
too.
He got traded.
He was the captain of the Habs.
He got traded to a really good team, though.
Yeah.
And he's a really good player still.
And that,
like a really good player.
I mean, did you see, like, the thing? Like, they traded, like, two prospects and a pick to get Thomas Tatar, and then they used Thomas Tatar and, like, another pick to get Pacioretty, and now they practically traded Pacioretty for a bag of socks.
Yep. I'll trade Emil Bemstrom for...
They didn't even get a bag of socks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got future considerations, which is basically just a big middle finger.
So you're saying Pacioretty's a little salty already because of this?
I think he's not the... I'm saying I doubt he's the first player to be salty. Yes, he's salty, but I doubt he's the first to be salty towards Vegas.
Anyway, he said, quote, "I've been thinking about this a lot lately. When I first got to Vegas, it was weird that... there was, like, no accountability. And I'm not talking about in the team. I'm talking about, like, ever. You couldn't feel pressure coming off anyone else from the coach to the management. There was a relief when I got there, but when I found myself being like, I've got to reel this in and hold myself to a higher standard, which I've always done, but maybe I got away from it when I had everyone else holding me accountable in Montreal."
End quote.
End quote. So he's just basically saying... I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about pressure from the coach then. I guess he said that. It wasn't necessarily
maybe
from...
Maybe it just sounds like it's too laid back of an environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vegas, though.
That's what's going to say. Like, guys are just out throwing dice.
Yeah.
Throwing dice and cards. Like, they don't care about hockey. They're getting paid to go throw dice.
Do you think this is something the Vegas fans would take to heart?
No.
Okay.
I think Vegas fans are too new into having sport teams to take it to heart.
They probably didn't see this headline.
Yeah.
Vegas strikes... The Vegas fans strike me. They're great hockey fans, by the way. Vegas is great for the NHL. Yeah. But Vegas fans strike me as the kind of NHL fans that go to the game and don't know who the other team they're facing is.
Correct. Connor McDavid could be on the ice and score 5 goals, and they'd be like, who's that guy?
Like, they'd be jumping and screaming and be season ticket holders, but they'd sit back and be like, "Hey, that number 97 guy is fast."
And they'd definitely be like, "I've been a season ticket holder since day one." But you've only had a team for 4 years.
Yeah. They missed the playoffs for the first time last year.
Yeah, they did. Well, they were pretty banged up. They had a lot of injuries. Eichel, they traded for him. He started playing, but then, like, broke his thumb. So, I mean, if they get back healthy this year, I don't see why they couldn't be a playoff team again.
Yeah.
They still got some dudes.
Still got some dudes. You still got Marchessault.
Petrangelo. Mark Stone.
You still got Stoner.
Riley Smith.
They still got Alex Martinez.
Yes.
Still got Alex Martinez.
They got Wild Bill.
They still got Bill. Yeah, he's still kicking it over there. Good for him.
I don't know who their goalie is. Is it Robin Leonard?
I think it's still Leonard, yeah.
They kind of dropped the ball on the Marc-Andre.
Yeah, that was where they really went down. Because Leonard's a weird guy.
Well, they had Flower.
They had Flower.
Who just won Vezina before they got rid of him.
Why did they mistreat Flower so badly?
He literally had just won the Vezina, and then they're like, yeah, see you later.
But Pittsburgh kind of did the same thing, too, to him.
But they had a goalie that had just won them two cups.
Yeah, Matt Murray, yeah.
It's not like Robin Leonard had done anything yet.
No. No. Yeah. They got Jack Eichel still. We forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, I said it.
Did you? Okay.
I don't know if you're paying attention.
I missed it. No, my brain.
I said they traded for him and he came back from his neck injury but then broke his thumb.
My brain is an absolute fog right now. I'm
fogged up.
Don't know if I should publicly say this, so I just won't.
Don't.
I won't say it.
You got a hot mic right there.
I got a hot mic.
You got a hot mic.
Just turn it down. Just turn it down. You don't know what I was about to say. Can't catch me.
You got a hot mic.
Odds to win the Stanley Cup. Your guess on the odds on favorite, Tom.
Who's going to win it?
Yeah.
Like, who does Vegas have winning the Cup next
year? Yep.
The Avs.
It's the Avs. And then they got the Avs are 4-1. Canes are 10-1. Leafs are 10-1. Panthers are 10-1. Lightning's 12-1. Decent value there.
I throw a couple schmucks on that.
Like, as much as I rag on Tampa Bay.
You had money on them, 12-1, you'd be rooting for them in the finals.
I might have to throw a
couple schmeckles
on
that.
Yeah, I might have to throw a 50-piece on that.
Whoa!
I might have to in Chi-Town.
We are going to be in Chi. We are. Oh, dude.
Like, dude, they've gone to.
I haven't even thought that far ahead yet on futures to bet on.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to figure out what baseball games I'm going to bet on. But you are absolutely so right. We are going to be in a legal gambling state. I can throw so many futures.
Schmeckles down on a future.
I can throw so many schmeckles on a future.
Do you want me to read some other ones that are interesting? Oilers. Oilers
16-1. I would like to know. Loudon Stroop, our Colorado correspondent, did bet the Blue Jackets to win the Cup before we signed Johnny Gaudreau. I forget what odds he said, but they were absolutely ridiculous.
100-1. It was 100-1.
They were absolutely. He threw like $10 on them.
Yeah. So it'll win a thousand G's.
Yeah.
Or 1,000.
One G. 1,000 ham and cheeses.
1 G or 1K. 1 G.
1,000 ham and cheeses.
So many ham and cheeses. Have you had any ham and cheeses lately? I had one the day we signed them, just as out of like respect.
No, I haven't. I had a couple turkey burgers last night.
Yeah, he just doesn't strike me as a turkey burger guy.
No, they're really good though. He might eat my turkey burgers.
He strikes me as a chicken nuggets and ham and cheese sambos guy.
I'll get down with some chicken nuggies.
Hey, if he's gonna skate that fast,
eat all the chicken nuggets you want.
Running off Tyson nuggies.
Yeah,
go for it, bud.
They're a little expensive now, but eat all the chicken nuggets you want.
Quick shout out to gas for coming back down.
Please.
You know it's coming.
No, I'm saying please. Thank you.
Quick shout out to gas.
Great time. Great timing.
Great time to come down.
Fantastic timing.
3.6. You love to see that.
Fantastic timing. This trip tomorrow would have been pretty tough with $5 gas.
Yeah. I need a reality TV show to see what's going on at the White House at all times. Can we just start that at some point?
Well, right now it's
like we're enough.
Do we want to get that deep?
Yeah.
It's monkeypox now.
Well, and this was something that I was told according to our traffic woman this morning. She told me this information because I asked about it.
Is she going full CDC mode on
us? I was like, what does monkeypox mean for like me personally? Like, is this like a thing where it's like older people should be worried again and kids are fine, or like how are we doing this? And she was like, it's a skin to skin contact pathogen,
so don't touch any monkeys.
And she's like, it mostly happens in gay men right now. And I was like, oh, so I should be good.
Theoretically, you and I, we're safe right now.
She's like, yeah, no, it's not something you need to mask up for, but...
Thank you, 97.1 traffic woman.
Yeah, so that's according to her. That's not me say, that's her say.
Her say.
So, that's her words. I'm not worried about it, though. I mean, because it's not an airborne pathogen.
Well, you and I were really never worried about the last pandemic, so... We went golfing the very next day. They shut everything down.
I wasn't worried about it, but I was respectful about it.
Does that make sense? So COVID and I made a mutual agreement from the get-go that we would just not mess with each other.
Right.
It's worked out so far. I haven't gotten it.
Yeah. I just think it was like, if other people are going to take this seriously, then I'll take it seriously. But I'm not going to be scared of it. Like,
dad,
you know what I mean?
Your dad wanted to profit off of it.
We should have. What were we thinking?
Yeah. He had a great idea.
What were we thinking?
He had a great idea.
Instead, we went and golfed at his free golf course.
That was fun, though.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
But making some bucks would have been fun, too.
I would have liked to go back to, I'm drawing a blank on the course name.
Medallion.
Yeah. With my new clubs and my new game.
Yeah.
Because
you could tear it up. You could tear it up.
2020, I had my old $20 bag of clubs, and I wasn't absolutely taking golf serious at that point.
You could tear it up. It's just if you do go, it's completely different rules.
Well, yeah, I would assume they're not in the COVID rules.
Well, no, I'm saying like my dad's a hardo about golf rules. It's frustrating.
Oh, I know. He golfed with us a few times.
Yeah, when he's away from Medallion, it's something when he's at Medallion, he just plays like this.
Well, I would only prefer to play with just you.
Well, I don't know if I can guarantee that.
That's right, you're not
I'm
a
saying.
Member anymore.
No, I am a member. I'm just not the guy with the money that's paying for it. So I'm like kind of like I let him know when I'm going.
Yeah, and then he just tags on.
And he just
He always tags on. We need to set this up when you know he's like –
busy
in New York for business.
Yeah.
Remember that time he tried to like crash with us on our New York trip?
Oh, I don't remember that, but that doesn't surprise me.
We were pulling into New Jersey. Like, we saw the whole skyline, and your dad calls us, and he's like, yeah, I'm flying into New York right now. Like, we should meet up.
Yeah, get lunch or something.
We should get lunch or something.
And we didn't know what we were getting into, but so we were like, yeah, maybe. And we look, I think the second we take the boat over and realize it's just a jungle.
We are in the largest city in America.
You're like, Pops, we're not making it.
See you later.
We're just going to try
to stay alive.
That's why Chicago's nice. It's so like accessible.
Yes.
In so many ways.
It's a big city, but it's not overwhelming.
Chicago's goated, man. I think it's the best American city as far as design.
Like I told you, within 2 hours last year when we went, I was pretty buckled at the point, but I literally looked, I think, at...
Whoa, whoa, you were driving. You were buckled. No, like, your seat was buckled.
No, when we were there...
Oh.
When we were in the city walking around.
Yes, yes. But you were driving around. You were buckled while you were driving around is what you were saying. Okay.
Click it or ticket.
Yeah. I'm just clarifying that you weren't drinking and driving. You were buckled.
I'm saying when we were in the city walking around, like at the Sears Tower.
And you didn't have to drive anymore. We were just riding the trains.
Yeah, we were riding the train.
Then you got buckled.
I was buckled.
Responsibly.
Responsibly. And gambling responsibly. I looked at Luke. This was within 3 hours of us
you
being in Chicago.
You beat up Luke.
I did.
Are you going to go in the same? Are you going in with the same mindset?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But within 3 hours, this is before I started beating him up, I looked at him and I was like, I would move here tonight.
Yeah.
Awesome city. High reviews out of me.
Yeah. What would you do? What job would you do?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Build skyscrapers?
I mean, I build houses right now. I'm sure there's some place over there that would hire me to build houses.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What if the Cubs offered you and they're like, hey, promotions director?
But
not doing that again?
Baseball. That's a lot of games I got to do.
Yeah. Games.
I thought the NHL schedule was long. That would be a long schedule.
Yeah, that's twice the games.
That's 81 games.
Yeah. You only did 41.
Yeah. And there's games at like 1 o'clock.
And it's outside.
There's double headers.
In the middle of the summer.
Yeah. Double headers. No, thank you.
Working for a baseball team, bottom five worst jobs in sports.
Absolutely.
In any category.
Unless I was like going to say, but you can pretty much say this anywhere, unless like you're high enough up in the company where like you're just really just counting your money.
Yeah.
You're not really doing anything.
Right. You're like an owner of a team. Sure. But I'm saying like, what is the worst sport job you could think of? Job in sports? Cause I got
mascot.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Minor league baseball mascot.
Just
in the pros. How about this? In the pros, what's the worst pro sports job to have? Because I
like,
got,
are we talking like front office, like taking out like mascot, like
yes,
I laundry get,
no,
guy.
No, yeah, I got parking lot director.
Oh well, that I would
at Chicago White Sox baseball stadium.
I would say,
or Oakland A's.
I would say the bathroom cleaners at Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Yeah. Respect to those people that do that job. Because
those bathrooms are stanky.
Or what about the ones at the Shoe? They just got troughs.
I doubt they even clean those.
Wait, those you're right, actually. Now the flashback hit me a little late. Just remember what it was like being in that First Energy Stadium bathroom.
They are awful.
It's just vile, disgusting.
Yes.
Everybody's sprinting, though.
Yes.
Like, it's fast moving.
Yeah.
So nobody has the time to be, like, cleanly. It's not that they can't be.
Like, you would prefer a trough.
Yes. I mean, sure.
Just walk in and go.
Well, I mean, I didn't, like, wait in a long line. I'm saying I'm just, like, I would prefer to have privacy if I have, you know what I mean? Troughs are fine. It's not,
I mean,
like,
the last few football games I've been to, I've been pretty bent up.
Yeah, that's fair.
So at that point, I'm not really caring about privacy. I'm just caring about getting access to a bathroom as quick as possible.
Yeah. What an electric time. You're re-upping on your season ticks, right?
Yeah, you'll be back. Already did.
If
I have a quarterback, that'd be nice if I could.
I think you will have a quarterback.
I would like my starting quarterback
to throw a lot of touchdowns for you guys. Yeah. He's going to throw a lot of touchdowns for you guys.
Maybe not this season.
He'll throw a decent amount this season.
I have no idea.
I don't think that'll... Remember a couple days ago you were like, so is Deshaun Watson just not getting suspended?
That changed real quick.
It heated up fast.
It went to 6 games and now who knows?
The NFL is like, actually, I don't get why the NFL doesn't just suspend him.
I don't get why they went through this whole process.
It's like just to be dramatic. Like, just make
like
this...
What was the point of having someone else do this if you're at the end of the day, you were just going to be like, well, we're going to make a decision anyway. Like, Roger Goodell and Rob Manfred are the two worst commissioners in pro sports.
Yeah, I'll retweet that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, all right.
That was my TED talk.
That was our all sports questions.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we just did that out of nowhere. How about that?
Yeah,
that's
really
that's fine. We're over on time, so.
Well, tell your dog.
Yep. Tell your dog.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.